Vashishtha has almost nothing else to say about everyday matters. No one has to start living a certain way or stop living a certain way in order to get real. Vashishtha's viewpoint is totally accepting. He is content to allow life to unfold. For only as long as one invests any object with reality, he says, that bondage lasts. Once that notion goes, with it goes bondage. In other words, unreality has to melt away on its own. Vashishtha feels infinite tolerance because the unreal has no existence and the real will never stop existing. His special gift lies in jabs of truth that are as sharp as salt on the tongue. The universe is one long dream. The ego sense, along with the fancy that there are other people, is as unreal as anything in a dream. When I see Vashishtha in my mind's eye, I envision a picnic where everyone has fallen asleep under the shade of an old spreading beech tree. They are done in by too much food and pleasure and play. Only one person is sitting up, awake and alert, waiting for the others to end their nap. Everyone else is asleep. Vashishtha knows he's alone, but he isn't a pessimist. His solitary watch hasn't calloused over his love for other people. Essence is love. Not the love of passing emotion or the love that gets attached to one person, but the sheer love of being here. In pure essence, Vashishtha knew that he had found the secret of universal happiness. That secret has three parts: freedom from all limitation, complete knowledge of creation, and immortality. Vashishtha found all three. That such a condition is possible proves the existence of love, since nothing more could be wished for. Until the moment when these three things are achieved, every other awakening is false. The whole universe exists in the dream state, the pursuit of a cosmic delusion. This delusion has now been presented to you in full. It consists of separation, fragmentation, the loss of wholeness. There must be a final no that refuses to participate in the delusion, and Vashishtha has said it loud and clear. There are times when I want CNN to stop running endless crises in the crawl space at the bottom of the television screen and start running these words instead, so that people can be reminded about what's real. Whatever is in the mind is like a city in the clouds. The emergence of this world is no more than thoughts coming into manifestation. From the infinite consciousness, we have created each other in our imagination. As long as there is a you and an I, there is no liberation. Dear ones, we are all cosmic consciousness, assuming individual form. It's nearly impossible, perhaps, to take these noble sentiments into the rough and tumble of everyday life, but the basic thing that Vashishtha wants us to do is to live from essence. And that is workable. One of the greatest modern spiritual teachers, Nisargadatta Maharaj, lived such a life. As a young man, he was raised on a farm to walk behind a pair of oxen pulling a plow. But spirituality intrigued him and he made his way to a guru who gave him one piece of advice. You are the unborn and the undying I am. Remember that, and if your mind wanders from this truth, bring it back. The young Maharaj went away, needing no more visits to gurus, and found his essence with the simple teaching. The most exalted state of awareness comes down to realizing how commonplace it actually is to live a cosmic life. We do it all the time. One only has to listen to how matter-of-factly Vashishtha looks around and sees infinity in every direction. His is the teaching to keep by your bed. To a suffering person, a night is an epoch. To a reveler, a night passes like a moment. In a dream, a moment is no different from an epoch. But to the sage whose consciousness has overcome all limitations, there is no day or night. As one turns away from the notion of I and the world, one finds liberation.